You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Officials say over a dozen firefighters from three departments responded to a garage fire in the town of Spider Lake last week. Crews responded to the Paddock Road fire just after midnight on Friday, arriving to find a two-car garage fully engulfed in flames. Authorities say the owners were able to get one vehicle out before the fire spread too far, but another one and a four-wheeler were destroyed and the building was deemed a total loss. Crews spent about 2 hours battling the blaze, during which a power line near the garage also fell. The Duluth City Council voted to approve a five-year contract with Visit Duluth to oversee tourism marketing. With Monday night's approval of the $650,000 agreement, Visit Duluth will now oversee all of the city's tourism marketing contracts. That includes the $3.2 million contract given to Arizona-based Madden Media in December following a competitive bidding process. Following Madden Media's two-year contract, Visit Duluth could delegate those duties to another local firm or take over it themselves. On Wednesday night, Judge Susan Crawford and Judge Brad Schimmel faced off in their only scheduled debate ahead of the critical Wisconsin Supreme Court election. Debate topics ranged from abortion rights to election laws to the amount of money put into the race on both sides, as the candidates sought to clarify their own positions while raising concerns about their opponent. The result of the April 1st election will have a significant impact on Wisconsinites, determining whether the state's highest court will remain in liberal control or return to conservative control. The city of Ashland has begun dismantling the pier at Bayview Park after reaching a settlement in December with the firms that designed and built it before its closure. The pier suffered damage in 2022, leading city officials to determine that it was poorly constructed and repairs were not feasible. C&S Design and Engineering paid $225,000 and the Nordic Group paid $25,000 as part of that settlement. This week, Ashland city crews officially began demolishing the damaged pier. Republican state lawmakers have proposed ending daylight savings time in the state. State Representative Nate Gustafson and State Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara introduced the legislation, saying the disruptive transition can lead to increased risks and negatively affect mental health and productivity. They also noted the negative effect the time change has on young children who have their usual routines upended. Only two other states don't recognize daylight saving time, but a number of others have considered similar legislation. Wisconsin Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson have introduced bipartisan legislation to improve roadway safety for cyclists and pedestrians. The bill, named after a Wisconsin resident who was killed while riding her bicycle in 2022, seeks to expand federal funding opportunities for smaller local governments to improve safety. The bill would focus on communities with populations of under 5,000 people, authorizing them to use federal funds from the Highway Safety Improvement Programs to cover local cost share requirements. Oakleaf Clinics has announced plans to open a new primary care clinic in Rice Lake this summer. According to organization officials, the new clinic will include urgent care services and open on the south side of the city sometime in May or June. The facility on Wisconsin Avenue used to be an eye care clinic, which Oakleaf Medical Network is in the process of renovating. Officials say community members have been calling for increased healthcare options, a common plea in the Chippewa Valley following the HSHS and Prevea closures last year. City of Spooner Mayor Gary Kuski is encouraging residents to run their water for the next couple of weeks as temperatures fluctuate around freezing. At Tuesday's city council meeting, Mayor Kuski advised residents to run a pencil-width stream of water from their faucets to prevent freezing because the frost is 60 inches down this year. Frozen water pipes can block unfrozen water from flowing through them, leading to backups and potential damage from pipe cracks or bursts. Turning the faucet on can help thaw those pipes out. Attorney General Josh Call has announced the new director of the Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigations. In a press release on Tuesday, Attorney General Call announced that Jake Jansky will lead the department. Jansky has over 10 years of experience with the agency, which he joined as a special agent with the Internet Crimes Against Children Unit in 2013. He later oversaw a number of offices as a director, including the ICAC and Human Trafficking Bureau and the Native American Drug and Gang Initiative. The Wisconsin Assembly Government Operations Accountability and Transparency Committee held its first public meeting on Tuesday. The state-level replication of Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency used the hearing to question government leaders over telework policies, use of workspace, and cybersecurity. A number of state officials speaking during the hearing praised the availability of remote work, saying the flexibility has helped agencies attract competitive applicants. Critics questioned the productivity of remote workers. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Packer players moving on.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL free agency. Two Packer players have signed with other teams. Center Josh Myers, a one-year contract with the Jets. Running back A.J. Dillon joins the Eagles, also a one-year deal. Men's college basketball, the Badgers taking on Northwestern today in the Big Ten tournament. Marquette against Xavier in the Big East tourney. In Madison, Sarah Williams says she's entering a transfer portal after 3 years on the Wisconsin women's basketball team. NBA Bucks basketball tonight. They host the LA Lakers. And Shaquille O'Neal had this to say about former Bucks player and business mentor Junior Bridgman, who died on Tuesday.
Yeah, this one really hit hard for me. They always tell us stories about how 75% of athletes 0 to 5 years after they're done playing go broke. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but I've patterned my whole business acumen after Junior Bridgman. This one hurts a lot.
That's Shaquille O'Neal with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. All right, all right, all right. Matthew McConaughey is back after a six-year hiatus. The star of Dazed and Confused and True Detective returns to the big screen in The Rivals of Amzia King. During his hiatus, McConaughey wrote a book, spent time with his family, and stayed fresh by doing voice work in films like Sing 2. McConaughey's memoir, Green Lights, is now available. Will the new Jurassic Park be rated R? As a fan of dinosaurs and thrillers, I really hoped so, but seriously doubt it. Fans are speculating based on the new trailer and how dark it seems, and the fact that the franchise introduces a new, especially scary monster called the D-Rex. Social media users seemed excited at the idea of an R-rated, truly freaky Jurassic Park. Unfortunately, according to the experts, studios will most likely not want to give up those under 17 profits. Eric Stone Street is expanding his acting talents. The hilarious and Emmy-winning Stone Street, who played Cam on Modern Family for 9 seasons, has agreed to a role on Dexter. Stone Street will play Dexter's estranged brother, who he was separated from at a young age. You can catch Eric Stone Street on Dexter Sunday nights on Showtime. Hate speech and toxic social media users had to take a powder this past Monday when Twitter, also referred to as X, experienced outages, leaving anonymous users and bots with nowhere to spew their disinformation. Angry young men who hide behind avatars and fake screen IDs probably experienced calm for the first time in the last few years. Better a Twitter malfunction than a Cybertruck. Dolly Parton told Oprah Winfrey that she thought she would be a great mother. Parton elaborated, saying she and her recently deceased husband, Carl Thomas Dean, ultimately decided not to have kids because Parton wanted the freedom to pursue her career and be a mother to all children. That is so Dolly Parton. Parton said at one point they even had a name picked out if they had a girl, but decided against it. I'm guessing it was Dolly Jr.? Billy Joel is putting his health before his tour. The 75-year-old music icon has wisely chosen to postpone working the road so he can rehab after a recent medical procedure. Joel's camp says he will take 4 months away from performing to get his health back. Joel expects to make a full recovery and will resume his tour in Pittsburgh on July 5th of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are tracking a powerful spring storm system that could bring some thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. Rain through Saturday with rain changing to snow late Saturday night into Sunday. It's going to be windy with the system too. Otherwise, today, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, our high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.